Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, we'll start reading in verse 5. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey to come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. And I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The Lord here is giving an example or a parable, if you'll say that, about a man that needed some bread for his friend. This man came to him at midnight, and I recognize that could be the midnight hour of life, but this man has a need. He's got a need. You got to get this thing now. If you'll get it, it'll help you to remember to pray. And that's what we need to do. We need to be in prayer and think about these things that Jesus said. There's principles in the Christian life. There's ways that God does things. You've got to learn that. If you don't learn that, then you'll miss the things of God. A lot of things that God set up in a way that the only way you can get in it is you know it. And if you don't know it, you won't get in it. If you don't see the access you have, you never will go to it. You got to find the access. You got to find the way of God in this life. Thank God. God's got a way this morning. And with God's way, there's access into it. I'm a child of His this morning. I've got access into what God's got as a father. And if I don't know it, then I'm not going to go to it. And you're going to have to know these things. I'm a preaching this morning. Thank God Jesus has taught his men how to pray. In fact, they asked him, Lord, how do we pray? And they got to wondering because John had taught his disciples to pray. It looked like it was formality in what Jesus said in praying. He said, when you pray, pray our Father which art in heaven. And he went down what we call the Lord's Prayer, which is a model prayer. Thank God that Jesus taught his people or his men to pray. It was something general. Thank God that he taught them to pray. In fact, he went through that thing, talked about the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. He went through, give us this day our daily bread. Thank God. He talked about forgiveness. Talked about deliver from evil. And he knew that they were basic things that these men would need in their daily walk. Thank God. I don't believe in praying ritualistic prayers. I don't believe God set it up like that. Every time we get together, we recite this model prayer together. That's not what God's saying. God's giving them a general prayer. Thank God if they learn to pray and call on God. And you see this morning, it takes that. Thank God to get in where God's at. Listen, a lot of times praying's fast. And then sometimes praying's long prayers. Amen. I'm not a long prayer. And in public. Amen. Jesus said they make the long prayers in public. Thank God, really communion with Him in the closet. It's in a place. Thank God that God meets with His own people. Thank God. If you don't pray in secret, Jesus said, you won't be rewarded openly. If you won't reward, you pray in secret. He said, don't stand on the street corner, or can I say, for the show of man, and make a long prayer. Amen. And so we need to recognize the fact that Jesus is teaching His people, thank God, how to pray. Now I want to say this, I can get from my Father what I need. Amen. I can get what I need from my Father. Out there, we cutting it short today. Hey, God, we thank God don't own nothing or have nothing. No more than we call upon Him and pray. But I'll tell you one thing, everything by prayer and supplication. There's nothing God can't do, and there's nothing He won't do for His own. Amen. Listen, friend, He said it in the Bible. He said if your child needed a piece of bread, you wouldn't give him a scorpion. Amen. Thank God. Matthew said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give to them that ask Him? Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that's got something. Thank God. How am I going to get it? I'm going to ask Him for it. Amen. If you don't learn to ask, you won't receive. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen, Daddy. When we go out to eat as a little boy, he'd always ask us what we wanted to eat. Amen. Same thing about every time. But he never told me I couldn't have it. Amen. That's right. You know why? Because he loved me. That's right. You know why? You know why we don't get much from God? We don't believe much from Him. We don't ask much from Him. Amen. And you see here, Jesus gives this example here. He said, what if a man, He said, this man come to you at midnight and this man needed some bread. He needed some bread. He didn't have bread. And when he got there, he didn't have no bread to put before him. And he said, well, I got another friend. I'll go get some bread for my friend that's on this journey. Listen to me this morning. That's intercessory prayer. That's standing, thank God, in for somebody that has a need. Listen, can you get what I'm about to tell you? There should never be a time that we don't stand at the door of our friend. Amen. You say, who's your friend, preacher? Jesus. Amen. That's my friend I can go get the bread for you for. And listen, it's the same with me. You can get the bread for me. Hey, God, you ought to stand at the door of my friend and your friend on a consistent basis. No greater friend like Jesus. This man, now it said, thank God that they baked the bread in the daytime. And apparently when that man got there at midnight, the house didn't have no bread. It was a one-room house most of the time. It was a house friend. Thank God that it was with simplicity in them days. Amen. They didn't have electricity. They did have a place to bake the bread. And they'd bake bread. They'd bake it during the day, and they'd bake enough to eat. I don't know if maybe this man here had more baked or not. Amen. But he did have some children that was in the bed with him. And so he might have had a big family. Thank God they slept close in quarters to stay warm. And they was in that house. Thank God. And here this man comes to this house at a midnight hour. Now you got to realize this. In them days, they keep the door open during the day. But at night, they shut the door and tell people they'd gone to bed. Amen. And at midnight, here a man comes to this man's house who was his friend. Thank God. I don't know if it knocked. He didn't say knock. It got him making my mind. He probably did. Thank God. It knocked on that door and said, hey, friend. Hey, I got a man back in my house needs some bread. Would you give me some bread? And that man said, no. I'm not getting out of bed to give you bread. Amen. He said, me and my children are going to bed. Hey, listen, there's a lot of things inconvenient to a man, but never inconvenient to God. God's not an inconvenient God. Hey, like man is. I'm telling you this, boy, friend. Hey, God's got what you need. Why don't you ask Him? Amen. That's right. And this man here, I love the verse 8. I believe it's the whole thing of the message here this morning is verse 8, I think it is. When that man just stood at that man's door and kept, the word importunity just simply means, it really means shamelessness. I'm not ashamed to ask you. That's what he said. I'm not ashamed to ask you what my friend needs back there. Listen, mom and daddy, you want your children to have something, you need to ask God for them. Now, my heart's being broke this morning because I've failed so many times like that. I've failed. Now, my children's here this morning. I love them. They've grown up. I got grandchildren. I should be at the door all times for what they need. And how many times I hadn't been at the door. And we run around this world and we're trying to obtain. And we have not because we ask not. That's what the Bible says. Now, I don't know what you need this morning for your children, but God's got it. And what God's saying here is this man left his house at midnight and went to his other friend's house. If I could write it like this, Danny comes to me needing bread and I go to Justin to get it. Amen. Justin's in bed and he won't get up and give it. But Justin knows that I'm going to keep standing there and he gets up and gives it. Amen. And Justin's not going to get up because he knows who I am. He's getting up because I ain't leaving until he gives it to me. Amen. And see, the thing, listen to me. God, you don't have to keep begging God, but this is what God's saying about that. You better get what I'm about to tell you. God's saying it's according to your desire. It's according to what you see your desire is and the need that you have. If you don't get a hold of that, friend, just to go to God with a cold prayer, just to go to God without urgency, just to go to God without a desire, it's not going to work. It's going to have, this man said, I'm not leaving this man's door till he gives me the bread. He said, I need 3 loaves. He got specific. Why don't we be specific? Hey, God, if you need $100, tell God you need $100. Amen. Why are we going to God's door? What did you think this man would think if a man knocked on the door and God had said, I got a friend in the journey needs 3 loaves of bread. Amen. If you could get up, please, and give it to me. Oh, he didn't say that. He said, I need 3 loaves and my friend needs it. And I'm Daniel, what saying? God wants you to be. Did he not say enter to the throne of God with boldness? That boldness is confidence that God's going to hear me and answer me. But when we don't go to him like that, hey, God, it's nothing but a cold, general prayer. Amen.
Yeah.
God help us. Let me say this. What if that man would have went to that door and said, if it be your will, would you get up and give me a little bread? Why do y'all pray that all the time? The will of God's recorded in the Bible. Why would I say to God, if it be your will, when it is his will? Jesus said, let this cup pass from me. Not my will, but thine. If it be thy will. Nevertheless, let thy will be done. How many people went to God like it? This man knew he had to have some bread. It wasn't if, and, but. Thank God, this man in the journey needed bread. Why don't we approach God? Not, we don't command God. We don't command God, but we do urgently desire something from God to get it from God. Amen. Thank God, that'd be like my child coming to me, my grandchildren. Thank God, we sat down to eat and they say, Papa, if you would. Papa, pass the meat. You got it. Amen. Why are we living in this day of time? Hey, brother, we've got our mind conditioned wrong in what the Bible teaches us. And we say, well, we ain't just naming, claiming. I'm not neither. But, brother, I'm naming what I need. Amen. That man needed bread, and that's what he named. Hey, God, I ain't in naming Cadillacs. And, hey, God, all this other prosperity. But I am, thank God, if I need a place to stay. Hey, God, I need a house. Amen. Did not God give you that? That's what you said. Testified. Hey, God gave you a place to live. Hey, God, friend, what's wrong with you? I mean, God got everything you need. need. Amen. God's got what your children need. God's got what your spouse needs. Why don't you stand at the door? Amen.
Yeah.
God help. Amen. That man stood there. He said he did not get up because that man was his friend.
Yeah.
He didn't get out of bed because of that. I count you my friends. That's telling me that none of you would get up and give me bread. But you know I'm going to stay there till you do, so you might as well get up. Amen. It's not that what... Listen, what's the message? God's saying, keep praying.
Yeah.
God's saying, stay at my door. When's the last time you've been there? God's saying, stay there for not only your bread, but stay there for your family's bread. And stay here because there's going to be somebody to come by that needs it. You know what? I've done many a time, I'm honest with you, for God. I've come to the house of God and said, Lord, I don't have nothing in my heart to set before Him.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I don't have it. See, God wants you to get to a place that you don't have it. That you can go get it. You might keep trying to work up something and feed them the same thing every time. But if God don't give you something, you ain't got nothing to give them. You see, what I need you to do, if I could tell the church what I need you to do, I need you to go to the Father's door, amen, and say, hey, Lord, my Father in heaven, dear God, how about you giving the preacher some bread? He can give me some. That would be the greatest thing you could do for me. Is stand at the door of the Father, thank God, and stay there. That He says, all right, I'll give the preacher something. Amen. And then the same thing. All right, you pray for your children to get saved. Hey, God, you pray for sinners. Amen. Hey, God, friend, how urgent is it to you?
Yeah.
How urgent.
Right.
How urgent. How urgent is these requests to you this morning? How urgent is it? You know, it's according to how urgent it is. Amen. If it's urgent, you're going to go. If it's not urgent, you probably won't. But you see, that's why he said we need to know the urgency of the hour. We need to know what hour we're in. We need to know the need. Listen, all deals with a need. All deals with a need. That man needed bread. It all deals with a need. Every bit of it deals with a need.
Yeah.
Every bit of it, Brother Robert, deals with a man having a need.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people need God.
Oh, yeah.
But how urgent is it to you? How urgent it is for your children to grow up in a spiritual home with a spiritual mind, with a spiritual desire. How urgent. Amen. I'll tell you what God does, and I can tell you this. I know this is right. God will always let you get to your last, to the very end. He will. He'll let you get there. And then He'll come and rescue you.
Yeah.
That's why He did put a man to pit. He said, I was in the miry clay. I was in the miry clay. I couldn't get out. What did He say? I waited patiently on the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up also out of a horrible pit out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock. That man's about to go under. That's right. What about that boy? That man that went for that boy that was about to die? He went to Jesus and said, my son, I think it's John chapter 2, one of the first miracles Jesus performed. He said, in that same hour, Jesus touched that boy and he lived. I put my Bible in the nick of time. That's the way we live, nick of time. We'll wait till the last minute, you see. God will let you too. But you don't have to live like that. You can live in the urgency of the hour and obtain anything you need from God. Yeah, whatever it is, you can get it. I mean, anything. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's financial, spiritual, physical. You think God can't do it today? He can do it today. He's the same God. But if you don't see the urgency of it, you know what I'm saying? When somebody says, I'm dying, that's urgent. When somebody says, I might have something that's terminal, then that's urgent. Because you know what? You think about life in general. Amen. People run to God. Remember, they run to Jesus. Them people that had all them issues of the blood and diseases and all that, they run to him. You know why? They saw it as an urgent need. This man standing at this man's door because he sees it's urgent. It's needful. You know what you'll pray about? Really, what you will really get down and pray about is things that you know that's urgent in your life. That's right. And I still believe God will help you. And we're praying that God heal your body from what you've been going through. God's still able. I don't care what any man says. God's still the same God.
Amen.
If we believe Hebrews 13 and 8, why are we kicking it outside the door in case on some issues? He said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he's the same Jesus Christ that left, they said this same Jesus who you saw leave is going to come in like manner. If he's the same as he was when he left, why wouldn't he be the same in healing bodies? Why wouldn't he be the same in blessing families? Why wouldn't he be the same, thank God, in meeting with us in the house of God? I said this, I'll say it again. I do not accept the fact of coming to deadness. I will not accept it. He rose from the dead. I'm not dead. Jesus is not dead. If you're saved, you're not dead. And I do not accept deadness. I will stay after you about being alive in God and worshiping God, because the fact of it is I didn't come to go through religious motions. If you'll stand, I need to stand the door for some of you. Thank God, and out there the whole church needs to stand the door. Thank God, because somebody has a need. And brethren, praise God, I know what it is. That man needs some heavenly bread. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. And when you get it. And I thought you done a good job this morning. I mean, God helped him to Sunday school. And you know why? You know why? Because you got some bread. Amen. Sometimes you'll come here and say, the preacher didn't get much bread this morning. Well, maybe you didn't stand the door long enough for me. Amen. Praise God. I'm in a journey. You in a journey. That's what that man was. He said, a friend that's in a journey. Got there at midnight. That's a dangerous thing to travel at midnight. Amen. In them days, there were thieves, friend. Thank God. And I'm telling you this morning. Thank God if Kenny's going to make it in this life, and all the temptations and things around him, somebody's got to stand the door for it.
Yeah.
Say, I got a friend. His name's Kenny. He's in a journey. And he's empty. He don't have nothing.
Yeah.
If you would give me some bread, Father, I could give it to him. Now listen to this, and I'm through. Short message. The man asked for three, but he gave him as many as he needed. He gave him more bread. He gave him more than three loaves. That's what he said.
Yes.
In the book of Luke, chapter 11, he said this. He said, and give him as many as he needeth.
Right.
I don't know if he just took three, asked for three. But I believe he could have got as many as he needed. Amen. Listen, I'll use Trevor. He's up here in front, the little boy. Lucas, these boys will never listen to me. They've got faith more than what we've got, probably, because children have faith. Why did Jesus say you got to have faith as a child? Because children don't doubt. But for Trevor and Lucas to want my God, they going to have to see my God deliver. You can talk all you want to and say, we believe the Bible. And we teach them the Bible. But they're going to have to see something.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen him. Have you? Not with their eyes, but I have through the Holy Ghost and through the Word and through his experiences in my life. If I never had experiences in my life with him, then it would be kind of rough. Even though I still believe him. Paul said, having not set yet seen yet, believe and love. But what's going to get a hold of Lucas? He's going to see God working in your life and his grandma and his mom and daddy. What's going to get in my family? God working in our family. God's showing things, and then they look up and say, you know, God, he's a real God. He's a real God. Because we didn't have no bread. And now we got it. Because our friend gave it to us, the Lord Jesus Christ. When they see that, they'll say that. He's real. You can say what you want to. You can say, yes, I understand faith not seen. But faith is seen.
faith is seen. I can get here and hoop and holler and preach all day. But the thing about it is, it's what you see after you believe. If they don't never see nothing, they'll say, well, this preacher keeps talking about a God that will deliver and do these things, but I don't never see it. Well, brother, when that man took that bread back, it people was on that journey seen it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. And I've had people say this, it had to be God. I say amen to that. That had to be God. It had to be. What are you believing Him for? What are you asking Him for?
Yeah.
You see, urgency. You need to get on your knees and bow. I'm not trying to preach just to get you to come to the altar. The altar is Jesus Christ anyhow. I'd like to see you come pray if God touch your heart. That's between you and God anyhow. Amen. They didn't have an altar call in the Bible. Paul didn't get up and preach and say, all right, everybody stand. God touch your heart. Come down. No, the Holy Spirit, He was the invitational. He's the one who gave the invitation.
Yeah.
Well, you got an altar because I think it's right in the church to have a place to pray, to talk to God while your heart's been touched.
Yeah.
Not just, my friend, to have it. There's a thing about it, friend. An altar is a place of offering.
Yeah.
You offer yourself and you offer your prayers unto God when He touches you about your urgent need. Amen. It's not general need, your urgent need. I need bread. Amen. It's a blessing. Ain't it a blessing I can go in behalf of you? I can go to God in behalf of you. I can go to God in behalf of you. I can go to God and say, Father, I want to talk to you in Jesus' name, my Lord. And I said, I want you to give Justin Hunter some bread. And Lord, I want you to give it to him. And I'm interceding on your behalf of your need that's urgent. God help us. Amen. I'm glad He'll do it. I'm glad He'll do it. He will. I believe it this morning. I believe whatever your need is, there's a Heavenly Father that can meet it. And I believe I can take part in helping you get it.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand this morning. If you feel like you need to pray, you come.